I think, do you make sure our mic is on? It is. Okay, camera's on, mic's on.
Good.
All right, everyone. It is July 10th at 4 p.m. This is a meeting of the City of Lake Geneva Tourism Commission. Mary Jo, would you do roll call, please?
I will, nice and slow. All right, Brian.
Here.
Linda is absent. Troy.
Here.
Zakia is absent. Fezzenmeyer is present. Howell is present. Ex officio members in the audience would be Comptroller, the Mayor, and Stephanie Klett.
Here.
All right, so you have a quorum.
Wonderful. Comments from the public? Limited to 5 minutes.
One sec.
Limited to 5 minutes on the agenda. I think that's a good reminder. I have not silenced my phone either. Thank you. No comments? We don't have any grant requests tonight, so.
No.
Not too much to argue about. Approval of the June 12th Tourism Commission minutes. Motion to approve.
Motion.
Second. That was Troy or I.
Troy did
Take
the second. Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Great. Update from the wonderful and talented Heather Jones, independent contractor for the Tourism Commission. Meet at the lake. We'll have some fun today.
All right. So busy month of June to report on. So 108% increase in site sessions on the website, going up to 3,278 site sessions. Top five traffic sources, number one, Google, number two, direct, three, social media ad campaign, four, the City of Lake Geneva, and number five, Facebook. Facebook and the social media ads are both from our social media campaign that kicked off June 15th. I had 88 active inquiries for the month, which was up 46 from last month, 73 recorded in June of 2022. Our average duration for site sessions was 3 minutes and 52 seconds, which was an increase of 45 seconds from last month. Site bounce rate is 66.5%, which was also up 15% from last month. One more on that, we had 81 storefront views compared to 72 in our market, and 11 leads, which was down 1 from last month. Overall, seeing a lot more direct leads than not in Wedding Wire, which is good because they're finding us. Hotel and lodging analytics for the last 30 days on the website had 175 page views, which was 110 increased by 110 views from last month. Average time spent on page was 3 minutes and 35 seconds, which was down 7 seconds from last month. Looking at total events for 2023, I have 63 total events. I picked up a wedding for this July about 2 weeks ago, so that's my new 30-day record. And then I have 32 events for 2024. In the last 30 days, I booked that one wedding for July 28th, and I have one contract out for 2023. Looking at 2024, I have 5 contracts that were returned this month. 4 were weddings, 1 was a social event, and I have 5 additional contracts out likely to sign. Reported on July 7th, 2022, we had 60 events booked for 2022 and 27 events booked for 2023, so we're still pacing well ahead for both 23 and 24. Looking at year-to-date revenue, we have in rental fees $280,605. I do have to make mention of an error in the last month's report. The catering revenue was actually the budgeted that was put in that line, and we were actually at $12,556 for catering revenue as of last week. Excellent. Questions, comments?
Just a question. I know you're kind of in the thick of it right now.
How I would use that term, yes.
How's it been going with support, technology, everything?
Really good. Really good. I think, especially now that I'm full year in, has made a big difference. So little edits on the website don't bog me down for hours because I know what I'm doing now. So going well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep, Mary Jo.
How are we doing with internet, Wi-Fi?
No issues.
No issues.
No issues.
Okay, good.
Yeah,
right.
Does really good.
Mm-hmm.
I had a question from, didn't print that out. on the budget, we had awarded $1,000 it was a marketing budget. And if I'm reading this correctly, it was from last September. You see that at the very top? Does that mean that's unspent?
Correct.
So we had approved a $5,800 marketing expenditure, and I don't know if that was used or is planning to be used.
I would think it's still being used. Maybe I'll check with Laura P and see, or no, Laura D and see. Some of that's the not membership, that's website fees, that's our all cedars we use for diagramming out
floor
plans and just make sure that things are getting allocated properly.
Heather says Riviera marketing effort, January 3rd of 2023. So I don't know what it's referencing, but it's like Brian referenced September meeting.
So we've done a couple of these. One was so that we could offer off-season discounts, and tourism would offset that expenditure, then we use that, and I think after that just came a regular, we had left it out of the contract to have just a marketing expenditure. And so that was part of my questions, is the Knot and some of these places that were getting a storefront, I know that's paid.
Yeah.
So it must be going through expenses somewhere. I just don't know that it's offsetting that amount. So I saw it on there because it was from so long ago.
Turn in for reimbursement though for us to take it out of tourism and move it to where it needs to go. Just kind of like any other promotional grant. This is considered a promotional grant, so how do you turn in paperwork before to move it?
Yeah. I usually have all the invoices I send to Laura.
Yeah.
And then, so I just don't know if maybe they're not getting pulled from the correct. Because when I did the marketing budget, we split it. We did some that was tourism, some that was lakefront, so that it's kind of city does part and tourism does part.
Okay.
So I can look at my notes and
it's getting
get with Laura D. And
right, I'm wondering if we can.
This might be your request at that point.
Yeah.
Maybe you need to work on it.
Yeah. And sit down and see what's been paid and what should be coming.
Moved over to there then.
And then maybe I need to put the right coding when I send things to Laura so it's not just an assumption it comes out of XYZ account or.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I have a feeling we can, and again, this is just a feeling to verify, but I have a feeling we can take that off of here because it was from January through April of 2023. And then we had, I'm trying to think of what the date of your contract is.
Goes through October.
It's October. Okay. Maybe that's not right then.
Yeah, maybe leave it in.
Yeah, we leave it. Well, what's odd is that we don't have a new one in 2023. Mm-hmm. That's in 2022's budget.
Oh.
Right? So it makes me think that it was a crossover or it was in Stephanie's contract but not yours, so we created one and now it's in yours going forward. But I just feels like this loose end out there from contract crossover.
Okay.
So if we don't have a plan to turn in old invoices that have not been paid against that, then chances are we can just take it off of our.
Okay.
Because I think it was spent. It's just that it was allocated during a
differently.
Changeover. It's weird. Yeah.
Okay. We'll get together and figure out.
Okay.
Making sure that at the end of the year we still have enough money for everything that's going to be invoiced.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Any other questions for Vera?
All right.
Great job.
Thank you. Yeah,
thank you. All right. Agenda item number 6. Super awesome visit Lake Geneva.
Woo-hoo.
I have to keep coming up with good introductions. Feel free to
Hi. I feel like I was just here in June. Summer is going way too fast.
Yeah.
So you have my report in your packet. Just a couple new things since it was submitted last week. In addition to our monthly partner meeting, we do have a multi-chamber mixer coming up this Wednesday. July 12th at Ribfest. That's again when Visit Lake Geneva and the other chambers in Walworth County get together and throw these multi-chamber mixers so that our memberships can have a lot more people to interact with and network with. So that'll be on Wednesday the 12th from 5 to 8. Public events also, in addition to the concerts in the park and a parade and our public events, we're also doing some ribbon cuttings this Friday, so quasi-public. But Friday we've got three ribbon cuttings or celebrations going on right here in downtown Lake Geneva, where we're doing a ribbon cutting for Perfect Petals, Essence Sound Healing, and then also the second anniversary of O2 Lounge. So we'll have our little Running with the Scissors event on Friday. So again, celebrating a lot of milestones in Lake Geneva. Our earned media highlights you'll see there for June, lots of articles and lists that Lake Geneva made it onto in the media. We do still have several articles from the travel writer that we mentioned last month that got picked up in syndication. Those are still coming in. We just got another email from the PR agency saying that it got picked up again in a lot of places on this past Sunday for another round. So we're compiling a more comprehensive list instead of just wasting paper on this. So we'll share that probably at next month's meeting. And then also something not on your list that happened again after this report was done is that we filmed our tourism commercial shoot with Donald Driver last Thursday. If any of you have picked any of that up on social media, Donald Driver was here on Thursday. We were at multiple locations throughout the Lake Geneva area. And we were fortunate enough to catch some video of him when he was attempting the mailboat jump for as part of the commercial, and he fell into the mailboat, and we were in the right place at the right time to get that video, put it out on social, and every single one of the Milwaukee media markets picked it up. So every TV channel, and then Milwaukee Journal Sentinel just contacted us as well over the weekend. And so we decided to try to take it a little bit further and sent a press release and all of this content to ESPN. We'll see if they pick that up. So that would be awesome. So in the Packers, exactly, in the Packers. So we will see where this goes. So again, it's going to be great content for us for the next 3 years. This is part of a three-year advertising campaign, which we'll be using video, print, digital, all of our marketing media that we'll be using in it in a seasonal campaign. Obviously, this was filmed in a summer setting, so we'll be using that seasonally for the next 3 years. Going on to our marketing metrics, June was a great month for our website. We were up 30% in visitor sessions and 33% in page views. So that was really good news. People are really checking out Lake Geneva. We had 10,000 visits to our visitor guide online, which were up over 116,000 so far year to date. Top cities, Chicago continues to be our most popular one. Milwaukee is running up second. And with this Donald Driver video shoot, commercial shoot, we are going to be using that, marketing that throughout the Midwest, but we're going to specifically be focusing on Wisconsinites because Wisconsinites traveling within the state, we tend to not see a whole lot of them. They tend to go north. And so we are going to focus on a Go South campaign with this Donald Driver content. And so we're looking forward to getting into that when that is ready. Top pages, things are kind of gearing towards summer stays, such as on the Shore Path, Family Fun, things like that, tours and sightseeing. So we're happy to see those things kind of staying the course on that. And lots of pages being viewed on our website. Social media took a really a big jump in the month of June. We had almost 800 new followers on Facebook. We also launched a TikTok page in June. And so I think we had 4 or 5 TikToks up before the Donald Driver one was put up there, and that like immediately doubled our follows on that. So that's going to give us a lot of legs and get us launch our TikTok page, a nice launch for that. So as you can see, all of our socials took a nice jump in the month of June. Same thing with email subscribers, almost 500 new subscribers on email. Our visitor center was very active in the month of June as well, over 1,800 walk-ins. And then year to date, we're about 7,000 or close to 7,000 walk-ins that, again, ramps up in, you know, after 4th of July specifically. So we're looking forward to many more of that. So our July report's going to be really nice. Hotel activity, occupancy was down for the month of May. Again, this is where room occupancy reports are a month behind our typical KPI reports. So month of May was down 1.3%, so it's definitely better than April was. We saw a pretty big dip in April. Year to date, we're down 1.3% as well. We're starting to catch up a little bit, and we're hoping that July 4th and the really nice weather we've been having, the beaches have been packed. We've all seen downtown being packed well past the weekends, even into midweek as well. So we're hoping that will give us a little bit of a turnaround and catch us up for the year. Then lastly, the meetings and events RFP activity you'll see there. June was a huge month for requests for proposals. So Jill's been working real hard at going after these. We had a lot just come in, so you'll see that there. We have 18 RFPs distributed for the month of June, and that brings us to a year-to-date total of 81. And this was a big one for some large events with a lot of room nights, a lot of attendees. So you'll see our room nights totaled over 5,700, almost 5,800 room nights, and over 6,000 attendees for these particular meetings that were just proposed in June. So our year-to-dates are looking really well as well. And then other items, our Lake Geneva Regional Visitor Guide for 2024 is now under production. So you, our partners will be receiving advertising information from Nye Turner Media, who is our publisher, and we'll be publishing that by the end of this year.
Questions, comments?
Super.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm. I don't spend a lot of time on social media, but I did see the Donald Driver
fall. The fall video. And there were, to be fair, there were two videos. His next jump was perfection, and we had the nice bow at the end. So in all fairness, we gave the media both videos, and some of them ran both, and some of them just ran the fall. But it was a very graceful fall.
It was.
I know on Fridays, ESPN does the not top 10 rundown, as they do on SportsCenter.
Okay.
So I don't know if you guys already submitted.
We sent it to ESPN, and we got a response saying it's been received, but whether they do anything with it or not, we'll find out.
Yeah, do like a blooper reel.
Yeah.
Yes.
We thought that'd be perfect.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, awesome.
Very cool.
Even his fall was graceful.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Did he end up in the water or what?
Oh, yeah. No. Thankfully, no.
No, it was when he jumped back on the boat. He jumped through the double doors. And kind of just tripped, well, I don't know if he did it on purpose or not. We don't know. Just fell over the lip of the boat and fell into the boat. So right into Ellen, the general manager's lap, essentially.
Yeah. Crash-landed.
Yeah.
And then Dennis fell off his chair.
Yeah. Where are you capturing the bulk of your email subscribers, like from the website? Because you keep adding them. I'm just wondering.
It's from the website. It's part of our digital marketing campaign too. So if they see an ad on a website or on a social media page or something saying sign up for our email newsletter, it comes from a lot of different places. Usually I don't track it every month of where they're coming from, but maybe every couple months I'll take a look. But it's a combination of everything. It's mostly from our website, where they just see that call to action on different parts of our website as they're kind of traversing through it. But it's part of our digital advertising campaign too. So if they see an ad and come to our website, it's whether they come directly to that page first is how we know if it was from the advertising or if they just find their way through it on our website. But it's part of our ongoing digital advertising campaign.
And do you guys do a lot of that in-house, or are you outsourcing some of it for the digital marketing?
We have an agency, but we do all the creatives and work with our agency. So they do the placements, yeah.
Because the reach was really, like, in comparison to total followers, the reach that you're getting?
Mm-hmm. Are you talking about social media?
Social media.
Like social media is in-house. Yeah, all in-house.
In-house.
We do not farm that out. That's all in-house.
Yeah, they're doing a heck of a job. Because to get reach like that, I mean, I'm sure you can boost posts and do things, but...
We're not
boosting them.
Really?
We want everything organic.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We don't want to inflate.
That's impressive.
Yeah.
We've got some, our daily posts and everything, that's all organic. Then we do have some paid social media on Instagram and Facebook, but they're very much a branded kind of thing where, this is Lake Geneva, and it's targeted to people who aren't in our immediate area. Mm-hmm. So, we do get a lot of followers from outside the Midwest from that. So,
great.
Yeah.
I don't think I could spend enough money as a business to get a reach like that.
Yeah.
So congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you.
And sometimes it all takes is just one really cool thing, but we just had a lot of cool things to talk about lately. So
no, it's good. It's good content. So
yeah.
Awesome.
Do you have a podcast outreach?
No, that's on our list.
Okay.
It is on our list, a podcast.
Although we're guests on a lot of podcasts.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Stephanie goes on a lot of interviews, radio interviews, podcasts. Lots. So our next thing is let's do our own. But
okay.
And right now it feels like everybody has a podcast.
For sure.
Yeah.
Just the timing of it.
And just an observation, I say this from time to time, that the reports of occupancy that you report as down is the region.
Correct.
But in April and May, Lake Geneva was up year over year more than 10%.
I can
do the math quick.
April
and May. The for room tax dollars, if you're basing it on room tax dollars collected?
Well, this isn't based on room tax. This is based on the STAR report, which is the hotel's
Correct.
Occupancy
submitted. No, I understand.
Yeah, and for the region, not not every hotel submits its numbers. So again, it's, you kind of have to take it with a grain of salt that, you know, those hotels that did not submit their numbers, you know, weren't reflected in that total. So it is a cumulative total, and we don't know who submits and who doesn't. So because we're a DMO, we're not a hotel. If we were a hotel and had those in our competitive set, we would have a little more detail, but we don't know what the individual hotel's numbers are. We don't have privilege to that information.
Okay. Just looking at the numbers here. Yeah. Okay. That was the only observation. Yeah. Sorry, May is up. Yeah. April was slightly down.
Yeah. But we were hearing too from partners, just, I mean, yeah, restaurants, attractions, that May was just seemed really slow. Mm-hmm. And in April too. And so we don't know if it's the weather. And so we were just talking at a recent ribbon cutting at, I think we were at Lake Geneva Zip Lines, and we had several representatives from hotels, attractions, restaurants, all kind of standing around chatting. And it kind of got on that subject of things feel a little slow. What do they feel like to you? And so they're saying, we have a lot of calls, a lot of interest, you know, a lot of email inquiries, but they're just not coming this month or last month, but they're seeing really good things coming up for the next couple of months. So, and we saw that in June, now that we're, and especially now that we're into July and seeing with our own eyes how busy everything is right now. You know, the 4th of July week, and we had, you know, even when Donald Driver was here and, you know, we were looking for hotels for some people, it was like, oh, we might not be able to find anything. So even the midweek, it was pretty busy.
Brian, you made an interesting comment last month. You're like, where's this cap ever going to come?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and Deanne and I read an interesting article by Skift, which is a great tourism research organization, and they said right now what's hurting hotels is after the pandemic, they were able to charge exorbitant prices, and especially throughout the Midwest, those prices go up in the summer, but now people have kind of had their travel, and they're like, ooh, I am not paying that money. So over the next few months, it'll be interesting to see what the average daily rate is with hotels, if that's impacting, mm-hmm, you know, the bottom line with room tax.
Yeah, the article, they use the word sticker shock.
Right.
Yeah. And that kind of resonates. I'm like, oh, okay, this is all making sense now.
No, and I was waiting for the comptroller to throw something at me. I mixed up your years on here. I'm sorry. The report, year to date, we are slightly down.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, I was looking at the wrong columns. Not by a lot, but I mean, that's,
yeah,
it'll be interesting to see how this plays out.
But if you look at those numbers too, what's interesting is that while regular hotels are down, short-term rentals were up for the first quarter.
Correct, yeah.
So short-term rentals seem to be faring a little bit better than traditional hotels, and that's kind of what we're seeing from that article Stephanie mentioned was really started out talking about short-term rentals and their place in occupancy these days, and then that the kind of the last paragraph was how everybody sort of you know, has very high rates, it's very inflated, and people are, travelers are starting to see the sticker shock, and now that they're feeling a little free to travel further and get on planes now and so on and so forth. So that rebound where we were benefiting from people who did not want to get on a plane and wanted to stay closer to home, those people are starting to kind of venture out a little bit more. And so we have to kind of, I think, adjust accordingly to keep them.
Yeah, they're interested because our social media, and I know Alex is up, ours is what is up. So it's really a price decision.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else for Deanne? Thank you, Deanne.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right, agenda item number 7. Somebody help me out. Something, Alex? Anyone from the bid?
Benante.
Awesome, Alex from the busy bid.
Mm-hmm. Hello, everyone. All right. So June has been a very busy month in terms of bid organization. As you know, we did become Main Street accredited this year, and this is the start of the fiscal year. So we've been kind of back and forth in Madison and Marshfield doing some trainings and getting our board individually onboarded into what the program means. And in that process, we have been just starting to map out different beautification efforts and future event planning for the end of this year and into 2024. In June, on the marketing side, again, a lot of it was planning for us. You know, business retention visits were down for myself because I do not want to bombard people in their busy season with interviews and statistics. So we kept it more digital, focused on newsletters and getting that kind of details. but our website traffic has been steady throughout that month, and focusing a lot more on outdoor rec and our hotel lodgings and page views. With social media, it has been a small increase again. I'll admit, as a one-man show with logistics planning, that wasn't my major focus this month. And so I can see where that's reflective of, you know, needing that additional support staff and time to increase. And so we have a new marketing plan that's going to be taking place that is really focused on, for the rest of the summer, on bucket list travels, as well as a placemaking initiative of storytelling of our businesses. We had a marketing seminar where we learned how to do one-on-one interviews and record it, and then push that through on social. So we started out with the school district, Dr. Wilson, and that page reach was quite significant. We were in the like 60,000 page reach, so in reach, not page reach, but reach for social. And then we conducted about 6 more interviews, and we'll start a calendar out in July. So we're just collecting that, collecting the stories. It's going to be from different business owners, from locals who've had generations here, from visitors as well, and then we'll be hitting up local organizations and just explaining why Lake Geneva is for everyone, and you know, getting that heartfelt connection. So we're looking forward to that campaign. With our email marketing, we have been steadily increasing our viewership, and we're going to be launching a monthly newsletter for general readership in August. So we did hire a person who will do that monthly, and looking forward to just getting out on any business promotions as well as events and community attractions. Ways of, I'm going to skip events for a moment because I met with Brian last week and we had some ideas, and he challenged me to a an added piece to talk about event marketing planning and how best to present to you in the future, and just get an idea, a rough draft of, you know, what we're looking for marketing dollars wise in collaboration and requests for grants. So I'll move to that in a moment and I'll be able to pass that out. But on beautification, we have all our fall plantings already growing, and we have met for different discussions with our vendor for larger baskets in 2024, looking for more flowers on the bridge that had previous lighting. Saw some beautiful displays in other communities, and so we're getting cost quotes on that to kind of increase that visibility for next spring. And then we are starting to design our Christmas lighting, which is insane because, you know, we're in July. But yeah, we're just working on Christmas planning and how we'll be moving forward with our tree lighting and just activating our storefronts into a beautiful Hallmark town. So. And then with business communications, again, we only did about 5 business site visits just through June and July. We'll probably be pretty close to that as well with the peak season months. We've been talking a lot about Oktoberfest and Maxwell Street Days, which we're trying to really amp up in promotion. And then talking about 2 new storefronts met with for future planter programs. So, a program that I had done previously in another organization was an Adopt-A-Flower basket, which we implemented this year. But moving forward, we talked about having individual painted planters that will be right in the doors, add an additional touch to the sidewalks. And so we are inviting Gallery 223 and the school district to do a paint-in of those potted plants, hopefully in September. And then we'll have those installed downtown next spring. So, and that was a great idea from 2 different businesses that came together. So, and then in addition to that, we are working towards creating a coffee and connections program where we'll be meeting with our big businesses monthly or every other month to just discuss different business ideas for promotion in the future, as well as getting some planning ideas because we're changing some of our event dynamics, you know, getting them to understand what the new program is and how to collaborate and just get insight on what works and what doesn't work for them since we're serving the businesses. And then I will hand you this marketing event plan.
All right, thank you.
And this is a draft. I started it on Friday, so
our next event will be Maxwell Street Days, which is August 25th through 27th. And this has been an event that's been in place for over 35 years. And there hasn't been a lot of budget previously to marketing it outside of just organic reach. So we proposed about a $1,400 budget this year that will go towards radio, boosted ads in our platforms, as well as getting the Geneva Regional News and the Geneva Shore Report in print. We're going to add some buskers into the event and for some music in the background of shopping. And then we're just really focusing on our website development so that we can really push out the storefront's deals. We'll be also highlighting what dining options are out there, as well as any other entertainment like trivia. There's going to be a show at the Geneva stage, you know, things of that nature to get people in here for the whole weekend. Our Murals in Motion. So this is an update. Originally, our event was going to be intended for September 27th. But with this being a new event for the city of Lake Geneva, as well as a new programming for murals, we've had a lot of interdepartmental, not issues, but just formatting of how do we do this the right way. So we, with the timing that's happening with the design committee and just our artists organizing, we decided to pivot and move that event to spring of 2024, which is going to be in May, because we have to wait until it's 50 degrees consecutively for that paint. But in September, we're trying to host our Murals in Motion fundraising gala at Riviera. And what we'll be doing is we'll be bringing the artists to town to introduce themselves to the community. We are looking for a little bit of fundraising enhancement to our budget. Right now, we have about $60,000 fundraised, but overall, in a three-year program of how we want our murals installed, we want 12 over 3 years, we're looking at about a budget of about $300,000, and it could go upwards higher depending on the mural cost. So we, you know, are going to be continuously fundraising, also just promoting, because this is such a new event here. We really want to do it justice with, you know, local and regional media coming out and getting some of the earned media highlights too. So the gala is going to be on September 27th. Something that I was discussing with Brian would be that if there could be potential of sponsorship at hosting at the Riviera, so that we can optimize marketing and PR efforts. But that event itself will be in May 15th is the plan in 2024. Four muralists will be coming from Mexico City, Nashville. We have UW Stout from Wild Dogs coming out to do a local piece by Neil Aspinall, and then someone who is from Tanzania, but has been residing in Milwaukee as an artist in residence for the last couple years. So, then our next event coming up that there will be an event application for is Oktoberfest, which is going to be on October 7th and 8th this year. And we looked at a marketing budget at about $10,000, pretty close to that, approximately, based on different radio spotlights from a local radio station, working with marketing agency APG, who's come for tourism grants as well with other events, and then doing some Visit Lake Geneva campaigns through exclusive emails and boosted Facebook ads and a web banner ad. And then looking at the regional news as well as the Lake Geneva Shore Report. We've had our initial wine walk, and we'll have another one this fall as well on November 5th. And we put in the cost of marketing for print materials, just some small boosted ads and exclusive emails. That event kind of markets itself in a lot of ways, so we have a smaller marketing budget for that because it's a very limited ticketed event. So our holiday tree lighting is very rough draft of the marketing budget of $5,000 because we are changing it so dramatically to what it's been in the past. Previously, in years past, we did a tree lighting right before the holiday parade from Visit. We did a reindeer thing a different week. We did a Santa picture op 1 week, and then we did a whole month long of a window decorating contest. So instead, we're going to consolidate this to a focus of shopping small by celebrating Black Friday locally, where we'll do the tree lighting on Black Friday. We're going to do the window decorating contest over one weekend to
get people to come in and see everything. We'll be, again, doing promotional plans from businesses that will advertise, and we want to do full-page ads in local papers to try to get people out here to shop on that Black Friday specials. We're considering the Cocoa Crawl at that time as well, not at the magnitude of what it's been in past, but more of just a sampling while you're shopping scenario. And then we'll have a spring wine walk again in the 2024, and then our Meals in Motion, which is going to be our most extensive marketing budget. And we are applying for a GEM grant for a first-time event in the city, and that will be submitted by August 1st. And then we're going to be doing a very robust programming of videography, photography of in-process. We want a lot of interviews with our artists to really highlight what's coming to town. And then doing, through the marketing agency APG, several display ads and promotional video, as well as exclusive emails. And again, working with our local markets of Visit Lake Geneva, the regional news, radio spotlights, and then internal boosted ads. And then again, on another note of working together in the past, the Tourism Commission has sponsored banners or other project-based needs for downtown in the effort of growing tourism. And so if there was any consideration of potentially sponsoring a mural itself, since it is not only an event, it's an attraction that will be long-term running, that would be something that we would love to discuss in the future. So, and the reason why we put this all together was considering that, in the future, we know that these events are coming up, and not that we need to have them approved ahead of time, but we want to be able to streamline this for you to understand where you want earmark dollars, where you might want additional campaign needs for the community overall that isn't just events, but focuses on tourism that we can help initiate in the future. So, that is all I have.
Folks, this is nice to have it all in one document.
Thank you. Well, yeah, and it is a draft, but. Yeah.
And whatever happens next, please keep the momentum going that you have brought to the bid. And these meetings, you've been at every one. I met with her on Friday when we talked through this stuff, and you have this for us on Monday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which is just impressive. So it's great, but I think there's been a lot of conversation with. We've talked about budget. The comptroller and I have spoken in length, and the mayor, and also the contract with Visit is up. So tightening up what we're doing with budget with the new room tax dollars and just streamlining it makes a tremendous amount of sense. So the conversation was around, hey, what is it that BID's going to be looking at in the next year, and just get it in front of us so we have an idea, because it's hard to predict as we go along a lot of times, like what things are coming down the pipe. And Alex is very receptive to understanding our needs, which is off-season things, non-summer, non-weekend, that aligns with the bid and what we want to do in here. So this was awesome. Thank you for putting this together.
Absolutely. Appreciate it.
Anything else for Alex? Questions, comments?
This is great. Thank you.
That's good.
Thank you so much.
Well, this is a cool idea. Stephanie, have you seen that? Other cities in Wisconsin that have done large-scale mural?
Yeah. A lot. Ashland is probably the most famous because their murals are the size of a city block.
Okay.
And so it's spectacular. So they claim to be the mural capital award of the state. Plymouth, Wisconsin, claims to be the mural capital of the state.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Doesn't Cable have the big muskie or something on the side? I know.
Oh, that's Hayward.
Hayward, yeah. With the Bergie Beaner. I know they have.
Yeah, yep. But no, so there are murals throughout, north, south, east, west.
Okay, great. Okay, written financial update. Would you like to give the update, or would you like me to go through it?
We know that answer.
I'm very comfortable in my seat here. I don't. For those of you that weren't here, I knew she sat right across from me, so she could give me lasers if I step out of line financially. Okay. This is in the report. I'm going to start on page 19. Really, just a recap of room tax dollars. So as of the end of May, we have brought in $508,026.78 in total room tax collected through the end of May, including the marketplace, which paid us 152,000 $450,000. The previous year, the marketplace paid $146,570. So that's where the marketplace was going up, Deanna, that you had commented on. But they're paying now consistently, which is also kind of nice. So year to date, then, we are down. Total room tax collected as of end of May is down $33,126.50. As we discussed earlier, there might be many reasons for that, including price, and we don't really know, but that's the total. Okay, then on to page 20. Sorry, I did skip the cash balance, but it's on page 20 as well. So if you're just looking at 2023, we had budgeted $150,000 for grants.
I think she's yelling at you.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
So really quick on May, that's not all reportable because not everybody's paid their room tax for May yet. So that's always going to be a floating number every month, just so you know, and I can go back and update all the time.
Okay.
Because not all people report their room tax in a timely fashion.
Okay.
So you always see that number get updated as we go along.
Got it. For anyone dialed in, which I think is just the city administrator, you don't have a mic, so I'll just repeat. She was commenting that the May numbers are not complete. Some will still filter in and be allocated towards May.
So it won't be down 33,000?
Likely.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll have more. Yeah. And it sure feels like June and July have been real busy, so I'm excited to see those numbers too. Okay, so from our budgeted grants, we have about $41,047 remaining that we have not issued out. It's very hard for me to read the bottom of this, I'm sorry, because there's rollover commitments from last year, but there are also rollover funds from last year. So it looks like there's a deficit, but if we're tracking year by year, and this is why I would really love to launch into 2024 with fresh budgets, knowing what the bid's doing, fresh visit agreement. It'd be very easy to budget and track this. Tracking this will be a lot nicer. But that's where we stand so far. So if we're going to stick to budget, we have $41,000 roughly remaining for the end of the year for grant requests. The budget, to be fair, was also based on total room tax of $1.1 million. So we'll have to make some decisions with how that's going to play out as we go along. Any questions on the finances, where we stand?
Just compliments to Laura for page 20, the new mm-hmm. structure yeah. for the meetings. That's much easier to read. Thank you. Yeah, better format.
That's great.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
And then off of this one, too, future agenda item, or they're going to talk and see if they can figure out that September of 2022 grant that was issued.
Mm-hmm.
And the Abominable Snow Race. Oh, that's paid. Okay, now I've got you. You color-coded it even, so we're good. The Riviera Kitchen still has funds left on it. I'm just doing a quick look-through on this to see if there's anything that wasn't... There's a remaining balance here. For example, Women's Weekend, I believe, turned in everything they're going to be turning in, right? And they're certainly past the 45 days. So some of this we might be able to...
Reabsorb.
What's the other one on here? The downtown ice sculptures must have come in a little under budget. Mm-hmm. So same thing, that one could be reabsorbed. And then the big balloon build, we know... Now where am I looking? Sorry, it's hard on my little screen here. So Bacon Fest, am I reading that correctly, has not
turned any reimbursement request yet.
Okay. What was the date of their, that was May?
Yeah, it's on there. Yep. May 12th.
We're getting close.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then Inspiration Ministries, the big balloon build. Same thing, I think they're all done. They've turned in everything they're going to. Yeah, because they would be over time anyhow now unless they came back or something. Okay. We might want to check that one. Does that one look right to you, the big balloon build? I thought they turned in receipts that were...
Everything has been turned in.
Okay. I mean, that would be great. That means they only really used half of what we granted to them. Okay. But those few things, if we are ready, I think we could reabsorb them and take them off of here. And then it would make that bottom line number look a little nicer. Okay. Anything else for finances? Okay. Agenda item number 9, we're skipping. There are no grant requests. Agenda item number 10, discussion action regarding the Tourism Commission logo. Remind me where this left off last time you were talking about it?
I got it to two folks.
Okay.
And they're both going to play with it, but I need to get like an original from the city.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we made an August deadline to shoot for it.
Great.
Yeah. So okay. Who would I get that, the original logo from?
Lana.
Lana? Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And then, Alex, we spoke about that too. If we ever need some extra graphic design help, she's got some too.
Oh, good.
For future things, yeah. No, let's stay the course.
Okay.
But I just, for future thinking, if we do run into things that.
Cool.
Yeah. Okay. Agenda item number 11, the QR code.
Mm-hmm.
That was Zakiya's.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we'll just punt that one.
You know what? You can't have a QR code to the city. People, when they do the QR code, when you're advertising an event, you do that to get more information about the event.
Yeah.
If they get to the city site, they'd be like, why am I here? The QR mm-hmm. code exists specifically for that event.
Mm-hmm. When we were speaking about it, I saw several issues with it, but I also don't know that I completely understood what Zaki was asking.
Deanna has... a really good, this is kind of her world.
Yeah.
Right, I mean, Zakiya was, again, she's trying to drive traffic to the site with the event, but the advertising for the event isn't the place to drive it to the website, or to the city's website.
Right, no, I understand, because you're expecting information about the event.
She was trying to kind of capitalize on all the advertising that's being placed for the event that's mm-hmm. being funded by the Tourism Commission. But it would be a disservice to viewers and to potential attendees of that event to be sort of sidetracked just to go to a city's website, which doesn't have any information about the event. So I kind of see where...
Unless you wanted to build your website, which you don't.
Hijack the marketing of the event for your own purposes. But the event website can certainly send people to the city's website.
Mm-hmm.
Hotels.
Or yeah, book your hotel here.
Right, you have to have a purpose. And so I think I kind of see where she was trying to go with it, but in marketing, that's not the way to go. You lose your people.
Yeah, Mary Jo.
So even if the marketing piece included a link that said, link to city hotels, that's going to confuse people?
Well, it depends on the marketing. I mean, if you're doing a poster, I mean, again, all the information about the event is usually housed on the event's website. And I guess it's a priority, you know, when you're talking about, I mean, if you have a digital ad, there's no room for all of that kind of stuff. You're just going to take people to the event website. So it's really depends on what your kind of marketing you're talking about.
It's sloppy marketing. It's busy marketing.
You want to push people to one place, not two different places. Like, go to your hotels here and go to the website there. Well, the website's going to have the link to the hotels on it already, so you wouldn't want to put them in both directions.
Yeah.
But I think on the website, then, we can require them to have a link to the city hotels. This whole thing is about, we're giving you money, so you're booking in the city, not outside of the city.
That's really a decision I think that the commission needs to make, but it depends on, again, if it's the Lake Geneva area, for instance, for us, you know, we represent the Lake Geneva area as well. No other tourism commissions exist and have, you know, ability for us to get grants from, just the city of Lake Geneva. So we're kind of bound by representing other hotels in other areas.
The other thing is, like,
most of the events that are coming here, you know, are really focusing on that and can do that, but I don't know if you can require an event to not promote like one of their sponsors, for instance, if it's a hotel. Like Big Balloon Build, for as an example, one of their major sponsors, because it was a family-friendly thing, was Timber Ridge Water Park, and they were already an established sponsor. They could not promote that sponsor on their website. So I think there's ways to kind of say, prioritize the hotels in their listings. Like, these are our featured hotels, and then there's only the Lake Geneva hotels, and then have the other ones that are on the level. So I'm not sure how we go about the requirement. I think that would probably push some events out of consideration.
Yeah, I mean, I think the, I understand the initiative is, that makes perfect logical sense. Like, hey, we've given you money, promote the hotels downtown. But I also agree that it would be very messy marketing to try to make a blanket rule. It would kind of have to be case by case. Like, it depends what they're doing. Like, should they have a link on the website? Absolutely. What do their printed materials look like when they submit them? Is there room to fit it there? So I think we can probably do both. But a requirement of a QR code link, I agree with. But I also don't know what it means for this tourism commission. I mean, I don't know that we're proposing, or Zakiya was proposing, hey, we're changing the rules for grant requests.
And that's a lot of these things are coming up as in your discussions, but they're not written in your
right.
grant program requirements. So that's kind of thing where you have to, if you're going to make that a requirement, you can't do it arbitrarily with a particular applicant and make them respond, you know, follow that rule when you haven't done it in the past, or it's not in writing anywhere. So I guess coming from someone who's kind of trying to follow the letter of the book, you know, the play-by-play of the book and follow the rules, I guess I would feel that as an applicant that I'd feel like it was arbitrarily being applied to me versus
unless it's in the grant application, if we can figure out how we want it.
I mean, but it could be something simple that's requiring a QR code on every piece of marketing is a big leap. But I think you could say you're required to have a link to the City of Lake Geneva Hotels on your website, or that's not as far-reaching. The other one's a little tricky.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying. And it's hard because Zakiya is not here, and she's the hotelier. She's the one representing the city hotels. So that's why she's so adamant about it. And because we keep saying and justifying it's heads and beds in the city. And so I think we really do need, if it's the grant application, to really hone in on that so we can justify the money. So I think we should continue it, understanding that the link or the QR code maybe isn't possible, but that we really do have a fiscal responsibility to steer people to our hotels. We understand you've got other people that you have to bow down to, but we don't.
And just to clarify, a link and a QR code do the exact same thing.
Yeah, no, we, yes, yeah, so yes, yes.
And I'm not sure if she understood.
I think she probably does. Mm-hmm.
I'm changing subjects just a little bit because you mentioned something I've heard a few times with heads and beds.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not seeing anybody present to us how many hotel rooms they've gotten because mm-hmm. of their event.
Thanks.
So we had talked at one time about getting that information because I have a bias towards long-term strategic integrated marketing mm-hmm. versus, you know, and it's a great event, Taco Fest. How many people are staying overnight? And if you had a QR code, that I would like for verification with hoteliers mm-hmm. specific to the city. Because just like we report analytics from BID and Visit Lake Geneva and Riviera, you're getting a substantial amount of money, and I've never seen the return.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's probably my biggest question to the group.
So, and that can be part of the grant application because they have to submit invoices. Maybe we have them submit the data.
Didn't you do that already?
So
no, I don't think.
We've discussed and trying to solve this one since mm-hmm. 2018, 2017, like some sort of a follow-up scorecard of how was the event.
Mm-hmm.
And that led to a broader conversation of when you make a grant, there's no requirement in the statute that says it has to be a positive ROI. Like you're replacing the room tax that you spent with heads and beds directly. So we had a lot of discussion around it. And it kind of came down to there's not a great way to measure. The Taco Fest people that are outsourcing their marketing, they were tracking cell phone travel, which was the best one I've ever seen, that they said, these are the number of people who left the event and went straight to a City of Lake Geneva hotel. They tracked them.
Yeah, it can be done.
That's the only data that I've ever seen. But all the other events, you're just sort of wondering, was there a spike in room traffic during that time, and how do we get the data? Because we have lagging indicators
That's not hard to figure out with a special, you just have to mark it on your website. It's probably too long of a discussion here, but you can follow that information.
To digitally track the people, did they go and book from the website?
Yes, and that's where perhaps a QR code would come in handy. Mm-hmm. Because I have talked to some of the hoteliers about some of the events with traffic, and it wasn't a bump. Mm-hmm. And so I just wouldn't ever want this organization to be giving out hundreds of thousands of dollars of grants for a very, very low ROI. I just don't think that's an effective use of taxpayer dollar. Or not taxpayer dollar, of room tax from a visitor. Mm-hmm. So anyway, that's probably my biggest concern as we go forward into the next year, is really tracking that and being able to, because we've got all the analytics for us. It's all right here. Mm-hmm. And so these are substantial dollars.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I just want to make sure we're looking at it.
But so we can get at that through the grant application form, because the back end of that is the submittal of how you did or invoices. So if we can figure out how to require them to track it and turn that in.
And it'd be hard, and there may be a setup, because, you know, like Art in the Park, it's such a great event.
Mm-hmm.
But is it, you know, how much is it tracking for overnight?
Mm-hmm.
And they, because it's not their world of mm-hmm. marketing, they wouldn't know how to track, so it'd be something you'd have to get your hoteliers involved with codes and things like that.
It's like we can, as event owners, we can track when someone left our website and linked to a hotel.
Mm-hmm.
They could link to multiple hotels until they book one of them. We don't mm-hmm. know which one they booked at. And that's, hotels will not share their data with you to say, and the, sometimes the hotels don't know why that customer is booking. They're just calling and making a booking. They don't
mm-hmm.
know.
Mm-hmm.
They're coming because of Art in the Park or whatever. So that's another challenge of doing that. But in terms of just events in general, where you know where we're tracking where our visitors coming from, if we do sort of an anecdotal visitor survey of where they're coming from, and then use that as a compared to our actual attendance and what portion of that was, we can come up with a pretty good idea of how many were out of state, out of town, versus how many were local. Then you can also find out how long, you know, how many were day trippers versus overnighters, you know, and again, just transfer that to your overall thing. So there's ways to estimate overnighters, and then also not to forget about the value of a day tripper. That's how a lot of overnight guests become overnight guests. They start as a day tripper, and there's a value to that. They each spend almost $100 a person just coming here for one day, for one event. But then they realize how much there is to do, and they might come back the next time and become and stay a night or two. So that's how they come back. So I want, you know, just to, in the back of your head, know that day trippers have a value to them too. And the Department of Tourism actually helps us set that value.
But I don't think we want to lose sight, and I think we ought to continue, about Zakiya's point that we understand you hold different allegiance, but, you know, it's the city hotels. So that was her point.
Yeah.
And so I don't think we should lose this item.
Oh, no.
Okay, we need to keep
it. I think it could be prioritized, and you can be specific about that in your requirements, to say that the hotels listed on your website for this event, you know, perhaps should list the City of Lake Geneva hotels first, you know, sort of a tier level, perhaps.
This sounds to me, too, like maybe a little mini meeting with people to hammer out some details rather than have the whole group, right?
Yeah. Even something simple that a lot of communities like Edgerton, mm-hmm. obviously they don't have the technology to track hotels,
mm-hmm.
but if you go to their biggest event of the year, Chillimania, they have someone at the door when you come in, and it's free, saying, what's your zip code? Because usually they can at least make an estimate by miles and time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's better than nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, that's... I know Alex had something.
Let me make a comment, and then Alex, I think you had something. But just real quick, if you don't have the time or interest or don't want to be put to sleep, and you don't want to read through the state statute or the city ordinance, like those are long and nebulous to read through, the League of Municipalities put out kind of an updated legislative, these are the changes to the tourism legislation and what it meant and what the intent was. That's been one of the most useful documents that I've taken a look at, and I've read through the statute. It's not overly complex.
No, not at all.
But so I agree with all of this. But I think the job of the Tourism Commission is in that statute. They kept using terms reasonably likely,
Mm-hmm. Reasonable or likely, yeah.
You know, to likely to generate overnight stays, used by transient tourists.
Yep.
Like, so it's, I just think that we could certainly do a better job in making sure that there's follow-up, that this event was good and we would do it again, right? But the flip side is, I think it can also get overly complex to where the six people in the room who are a diverse group that include a hotel, a business owner, a resident, right, the Visit Lake Geneva, this group has to collectively decide as we go if this makes sense to us as a tourism commission in alignment with the statute, which is intentionally, I think, vague in some areas.
I don't think it's that vague. I mean, when you say, is this likely to generate an overnight stay?
Right.
That for me isn't vague. Is it likely?
Yeah.
Is it reasonable? And so I think it's a key component of what this group is supposed mm-hmm. to be doing. And so I just think we need to really look forward to how do we measure this. Mm-hmm. I think it's important. And obviously, it's never going to be perfect. Mm-hmm. We don't need 100% accuracy or even 90 or 80%. Mm-hmm. But to get a gist, because, and also, did you say at one time they are submitting, like they'll submit their expenses? Do we all get that? Because I've never seen how they divvied up their marketing buys. And that's important because the marketing is supposed to be outside mm-hmm. this region.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, I don't know where they're marketing. And so just if we could do a better job on that part of, okay, you've done the event now, and if we could all see, yeah, they really did do all the things they said they would do. You know, because sometimes if it's a late grant, or they're not on the ball, they might have missed deadlines for various digital, you know, buys and things like that. So just to make sure we're doing our due diligence mm-hmm. without beating them into the ground.
Yeah, I know how the process works now, and the comptroller may speak this more, but the city administrator is reviewing.
Mm-hmm.
They basically have given us their line item, here's what we're going to use for marketing dollars, and then they're turning in, and here are the receipts for that. If that goes way out of whack for some reason, then I usually get an email, or they come in here as a follow-up to, we need to amend things. And those were the conversations that led to making adjustments on the fly to the marketing budget when they realize they're not getting traction somewhere, and they want to reallocate the funds to Facebook instead of...
Okay.
So there's a little bit of fluidity, but not much.
Okay.
So they have to turn in what they said they were going to do. And the city administrator is checking those against the original grant request.
Okay. And you trust that process?
Well, yes, but I think it would be interesting to be able to house all of those in one spot, so it's not necessarily part of the packet all the time, but maybe there's a tab we can add to the website that just continues to add that, so anybody that wants to check could check.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, again, that's part of it.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's part of the discussion.
Well, I appreciate the discussion.
So yeah, yeah.
No, we need to have it. It's
uh-huh.
been, like, this has been a conversation that keeps coming up.
Mm-hmm.
I right. think we're absolutely right. Mm-hmm. It would be awesome to have, you can never get perfect data, but we can certainly have better data
mm-hmm.
than we have now. And my only concern, so again, 100% valid, and I agree with you. I think my only concern is I've watched in, I don't know how many years this has been now, 4 or 5 years of the evolution of grants and this, what's taking place in this room with the Tourism Commission. And the grant itself has gotten more and more complex and longer and harder. And so I'm not opposed to that, but I just think we have to be a little careful to allow creative freedom in the grant issuing process. Because sometimes things are new and we don't know how they'll...
Exactly, exactly.
And so I think the best thing that we could do is say, hey, that event flopped because it just had no attendance, we have no data, there was, and so if they came back the following year, we'd be like, oh, that again, what's different than last year? Because there have been events that didn't go to plan,
mm-hmm.
and they, some of them disappeared, or they restructured it in a different way. So I would love to find a solution to this that didn't make the grant process overly complex,
mm-hmm.
but also gave us the ability to analyze how the event did.
Mm-hmm.
And I agree, I would love to put the responsibility of showing that onto the grant recipient. I just don't know what tools are available to them
right.
to be able to come
especially
in and show
if you're
us.
An organization that, you know, it's a once a year mm-hmm. thing. You know, you're a great nonprofit.
Yeah.
But you know what, I think a review for me, I'm gonna review the grant application process. I think that's mm-hmm. a good place to start
mm-hmm.
because like you said, it's gotten longer and maybe just review that.
And that's online?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Can we continue this, though?
Yeah, we'll continue it. We'll have more discussion.
Thank you.
Yes, for sure. Alex, I'm sorry. Yes.
No worries. I just want to kind of piggyback off of what Deanna was saying, you know, return on investment in day trippers. You know, we have to remember that, you know, you guys are facilitating scholarships based on marketing, but you're not paying for the event itself, the entirety of the event, you know, the logistics. And the event is considered a marketing aspect all on its own as well. You know, it is meant for promotional value. So that reach that you're getting in marketing outside, if you know they're not all attending this event, but you have that sight line to return and invest in coming into Lake Geneva as well. So you will see in the long-term goal that if an event didn't take place, not because you sponsored or not sponsored, but if events start dropping off, then you're going to see less room stays. Not necessarily because of the event, but you are less present in the media. Mm-hmm. That's kind of that trickle-down effect. Mm-hmm. But also in what you were talking about with QR codes and links, you know, is there potential within your commission to kind of sort of create a branding strategy that can, you know, have a homepage for your hotels and your toolbox for what you do, and then that gets included into us, the recipients and grant recipients. So
a toolbox is a great idea.
Mm-hmm. You know, just it makes it easier for the applicants, it makes it easier for viewers, and it's under your control at this point. You can see the analytics, and it's housed with you.
Well, that's great. Great suggestion.
Yep.
Well, and all of the hotels are currently listed on the Riviera. That's really the place where they all live. And say, here are all the downtown hotels and motels in Lake Geneva. That's the only place I'm aware of where only those exist.
But I like the idea, like Stephanie and Alex said, a toolbox that's ours. Not the Riviera Hotel site, because this would be broader than listing the hotels.
I think that's a really good idea.
Yeah.
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 Mm-hmm. Yeah, here's the logo you need to use. Here are the
things. Yep.
All right there.
Here's the application. That's here's
great.
Boom. Yep.
Boom. Drop
the mic. We have a little committee. We have a little committee work on that.
Okay.
I like it.
Yep.
All right, so we're continuing that one. Continuing item number 11 on to agenda item number 12. This is just a placeholder. I did get an email out finally today.
Yes.
I have been traveling the last month, believe it or not, since our last meeting. So
no one feels sorry for you.
I know. Part of it was work.
Sure.
It was.
I'm in the outdoor industry. I have to be getting outside.
Yeah. And Dave and I are going to talk Thursday and throw you a couple dates.
Great.
Yeah.
Okay. So we're scheduling that to get together, and I don't think any surprises there. This is our third go-round? Second.
Second. Maybe third. No.
I don't know. It's going fast.
I don't know.
Second is the original.
Yeah.
Okay. Any other future agenda items? Mr. Howell, you're awful quiet over there. Anything you'd like to see on the agenda next month?
I'm just listening and learning. Nope.
He's like the neighbor on the home improvement. It just looks over the fence.
That's great. Okay. Well, if there's nothing else, who would like to do the honors?
Motion to adjourn.
Perfect.
Now you can't say I didn't contribute.
Second.
Motion to second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
We'll see you all next month.
All right.
Thank you, Alex.
Okay, I'm just reviewing the application.
Yes, that one first.